Greetings, greetings, my mystics. Praises be to the Most High. It's been a couple weeks, most definitely. The workload in between and just trying to definitely put together, you know, a lot of projects, and everybody is dealing with things right now, and I know it may seem like extremely heavy and unbearable, especially with Saturn in retrograde for the next couple of months and with her being attached to all of our karmic signs. You know, we will reap what we sow. Hi, mystics. Ooh-wee. I came on here to breathe tonight. I've been having a hell of a fucking week. And I know the Most High just wants me to see the lesson in it, because your lessons will always come back to you in a different body, in a different state, when you have chosen not to learn from it. I'm grateful I am not who I used to be 3 months ago, who I used to be 3 weeks ago, who I was 3 days ago. Definitely learning to just hold my posture when tough times come into play, because I just said, you know what? Sila fell asleep on the way home. Sham is at work. I'm like, I need to like finish this blunt and just have a fucking conversation, because what a fucking week. Bro, but we are human, they say. Which requires the hues, the many hues, the shades, the colors, the arrangements that we use. Boy, what a fucking week. You know, what I'm most grateful about is I just now know that when I'm faced with my tests, they're mine, you know? So I've definitely learned how to not call on the people I know I can call on, to dump on them, because everyone is going through something. So I said, fuck it, tonight I'll fucking dump here. Word. And then it's just so conflicting when you it's like, bro, I'm doing what I believe is the right thing now, yet still these results aren't matching with it. Right? But I'm going to tell you this. Amidst all this madness, right, if I ever tell you how PayPal played with my money, Zelle played with my money, people played with my money this week, for an entire week, IRS. Baby. But it's all right. Let them take it now while I ain't rich in the dollar amount. I'm rich in a plethora of things. And I'm definitely working on stabilizing my finances in such a way where both my children will be secure and I'll be secure, you know, whatever security is. because of how things are running right now. If you don't go back to the elementary levels of things and get in tune with the elements, and you're gonna be fucked up. Ooh, I was tried, and when I say tried, I was tried. Since last week, I've just, you know, I had to take a quick night away for myself. You know, went to a hotel room, and it was important that I did that for myself, because, you know, there's so much that we do. There's so many hats that we wear, that I wear. You know, I decided to discontinue the STD portion of my business for now, more so because I'm gonna keep my already set, secure STD clients, but the fact that there are a lot of people, you know, my people that I'm dealing with who are not taking it seriously, and it bothers me. It bothers me because I love money, but there is something that I desire more than fucking money, and it's to know that I did what I said I came to do. So when you're trusting me with that intimate side of you, you know, it's because I'm hoping that we would develop this relationship where I'm able to come in. And no, I don't get it right all the time, but the first time go around. But one thing about me is I'm gonna get back into the lab. You know, I'm always figuring out ways how to invent myself within my business, keeping mind front that I'm still the only person doing this. And my business have 3 different sides, you know? So the fact that I do have my apothecary and I'm dealing with the intimate side of things with women, men, relationships, you know, whatever ship it is that we're steering at that time, you know, where my T's have definitely skyrocketed. I'm giving thanks for that. My teas, I actually just did new packaging for them this week as well, as I just branched off. And I'm proud of myself. Like, shit been trying to knock me down so I don't focus on what's really good and what's really popping, right? And as I'm talking to you, my left hand is itching, so I'm ready to receive all that I've worked for. You know, most time, whatever it is you guys coming for me, let me have it. Thank you. You know, because I just landed my 4th store. But what's so exciting about, I mean, all of them are exciting, you know, because the relationships that I'm developing with these businesses, you know, has definitely, you know, and it definitely is still teaching me just how to be, especially in business. So I, you know, I'm very mindful now of how I speak and in my tone, and I just disconnect if I feel as if it's gonna go left, because I don't have any energy left in me for fuck shit, you know? Because here I am still doing what I believe is right and sticking to my vision. And, you know, I, Sila Milan goes to the shop with me every single day. So it's as if I work 50 fucking jobs, because I have to have her on my hip, on my shoulder, on my back. Because, yes, even though she's there, we're teaching her her colors, her numbers, shapes, and she gets paid every weekend. So I'm teaching her from now at 2, like, this is how we get this together, you know? And she's definitely a game changer for my business too, you know? It's a lot. I'm not gonna fucking lie to you. It's a lot. But I see people in Africa tie their kids to them and they get to work. So I fucking tie mine to me and I just get to work. I do sleep in shifts sometimes, because sometimes I need some absolute peace when I'm dealing with particular spiritual pieces for my clients, which is another side of the business, you know. But she's such a game changer, because when I take her to my, you know, I'm at Health Unlimited, and I'm grateful for Health Unlimited partnership. I started with them last year, September, but I started in the back of the store and I'm now in the front of the store. So I give the Most High thanks for that. You know, I started with one product and now they have six. So I'm just going to say before summer is done, I'm going to need them to take like four more products. Yeah. Y'all, I made some passion fruit, tamarind, pineapple, and ginger juice. She fucking winning. I've really just been feeding my body with my sour hops and my tamarinds and my fruits. I've been juicing them because I don't really like to bite into fruits. But definitely been feeding my mind as I expand. So with Health Unlimited, I'm also there with them once a month, you know, so they also extended the hours that I'm with them, you know, and then I just started taking Pumpkin with me because gotta do what you gotta do, you know. She ain't stopped nothing. They like her, and giving God thanks, she's just so fucking amazing. She is just simply the best. No offense to anyone and their children. I'm just letting you know my daughter is, I birthed magic. She's fucking dope. You know, so Health Unlimited expanded and extended. So giving thanks for that. I am at the Caribbean Farmers Market. Right in my neighborhoods. I have the neighborhood store, so that's cool. Because tons of motherfuckers walk through that farmer's market. You know, so hey, why not? I'm at another farmer's market in Snellville, and that's where I'm based at daily. I just expanded my window. I added my capsules and my intimate washes and stuff like that, because, you know, one thing these Jamaicans definitely teach me, because it's pure Jamaicans coming there, and then one thing they definitely teach is when, if you don't keep your shit fresh and up to date and eye-catching and popping and looking like something that they want to just eat with their eyes. And it's not just them. It's I believe this is everyone who likes their things a particular way, right? But it's just that these Jamaicans have a way of, let me drink some of this. And I know y'all gonna say, ain't she Jamaican? I'm legally American. But mind, heart, soul, body, spirit, you know I'm Jamaican. So allow me to talk about my Jamaicans, okay? But they definitely make you stay on your toes. This chair just creaking. Lord have mercy. Let me ease up off of it because it's annoying. Right? So they definitely keep you on your toes for sure. And, you know, they're not afraid to be vocal. And they express how they believe they should, whether you ask them for it or not. Right. Who the fuck asks them? But you know what? These are the very same people that I trust and who trusts me, as they have seen me over the past year and we vibe and we roll and we get to know each other. So I'm looking for like 2 more stores within the next 6 weeks. Okay? So if you're out here in Georgia and you want my goodies, I don't have an issue doing like sample stuffing, because you're gonna love it. I've definitely elevated in my craft. I can confidently say I took it there. And I just landed my 4th store. They just shelved my products this week. And this store is in New York. So I cannot be any more like excited to know that my 4th store is an out-of-state store. They won't be selling any of my body products, because she has her body products, and you know, we can step in. Let's tip in before we you know, chuck off. You know what I mean? But they do have 7 out of my 11 tees. They have 7. Of those, they have my capsules, they have my male and female herbal sex capsules, they have my lymph and colon cleanse capsules, they have the sinus capsules, there's something else, there's sinus and there's, I don't remember, but there's something else. And then they have both of my yoni steams. They have the wet ass pussy and the vibrational yoni steam, which is for women with cysts and fibroids, which also is a dual pack. Like, both my steams are pretty dope. You know, you can either, I've gotten 4 women pregnant off of my wet ass pussy steam. So grateful for that. But I've had women with their fibroids and their cysts are definitely shrinking with the vibrational. You can also use them as a bath soak. So for women who like their baths, definitely can use it for that as well. You know, so they have quite a bit of stuff. You know, so New York and surrounding area, my mystics in New York, you can now find my products at 256 Healing Center in Flatbush. It's 1393 Flatbush Avenue. So it is an ancestral store. So I'm sure for all my mystics that are into their Reiki and their readings and their, you know, their generational work, you definitely can go there for products and services. And we just partnered. Super excited. Once again, it's the 256 Healing Center, 1393 Flatbush Avenue. So, you know what? I really wanted to probably get on here and just be upset about how the banks have been fucking with my money and stuff. But now that I said that out aloud, it sounded different. And I'm filled with gratitude. So I'm just going to fuck the fact that for the past week, that side of it happened. Guess what? I can't do nothing but go through it. And I'm not going to get upset about it. I'm going to drink my juice, smoke my spliff, and pack some fucking capsules. I did order the wrong size capsules and I should slap my fucking self. I need to learn fucking dimensions. No wonder I failed math. But I could add though. But I'm just like, I bought, you know, but you know what? This is the first time I'm doing them in professional vials. So these have the seals and everything. So steps it up a bit. You know, so yeah, I'm not even gonna fucking focus on this shit. For what? For why? Right? Like I said, this Saturn retrograde, it's all about that karma. So it's like, is this my karma? Okay. I'm gonna respect it, universe. It's mine. I did it. Okay. I've done it. Okay. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm good. you know, everyone that I was talking to this week, everybody was going through shit, you know. But this is what I'm going to ask of y'all. It's just, if you're really connected to some people, and we connect to people differently. So if you're connected on that mental level where you can feel their thoughts, or it's that heart, it's that, you know, it's just however you connect, you know, let us be generators for our generation right now. You know, let's spark. Let's use these circuits, these plugs, and let's shoot out some electricity, and let's start sparking some more love and letting it be type of shitness, you know, because you can express to somebody, you know, how you want to be loved, how you want to be talked to, how you want to feel, but, you know, if that person isn't ready for that, it's going to be a constant conflict. And you have to choose yourself right now. You have to choose your peace right now. But what I'm going to ask is, for those that you're connected with, I'm going to ask that you please stay connected. Reach out to them, call them, shoot them a text, do that random FaceTime. You know, there's so many killings going on, mass killings going on. So, oof. This is why I don't let my daughter leave my side. As scary as it is, I don't live in fear. But I just can't let her go anywhere other than. It's crazy. Watching the news yesterday, and you see the two teachers abusing kindergartners. And then a second grade teacher threw a hockey stick in her student's mouth. His tooth fell out, and people are gonna ask me, oh, when she's gonna go to school? Not ever. I will homeschool her. Not ever. Because I've gone to jail and I don't ever want to go back to jail. But that would be a very good reason if I had to. But we're not talking like that. But it's fucking facts. Reach out to your people, man. And for those that you may not be able to speak to right now because you're on a different version of creating self, and they're on a different path of creating themselves, just respect it and hope that they know that you love them. But right now, I can just love you this way, you know. But for those that you're able to stay connected with and talk and pop, do it, you know. For real. I needed this therapy session. I guess I needed to say it out loud, because I feel a whole lot better, and I need to feel better because I don't touch my products when I'm fucked up, and I can't afford to be fucked up because it's money time, and I need to slap myself for ordering the wrong fucking capsule bottles. Mother lover. But I'm gonna sit here and make it do what it do. The universe may have done it that way. Because, you know, it's something new I'm introducing to the shelves in the stores, so people may want to buy small, you know, before they dive in big. So everything happens for a reason, so I'm just going to take it for what it is. I did bottle some new immunity tonic too. I came with a fat tonic because I see a lot of people still struggling with COVID out here. Shit. My dad just had something called COVID pneumonia. Please don't fucking ask me what that is. But he just spent 7 weeks of being sick. He went from COVID to bronchitis to COVID pneumonia. Can somebody explain to me what the fuck COVID pneumonia is? Like, they just out here just a testing and just a trying. And I'm just to be drinking my teas and leave it. Mm-mm. And my juices. Yeah. That's where I'm going with it. But thank y'all for going through this session with me. I love y'all dearly. And I'm gonna go do some work. Peace and light, my mistakes.